Good morning. After a chilly start, we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds today, and temperatures will climb into the middle to upper 60s. A weak cold front will pass by with an upper level disturbance, but very little moisture associated with this system, so maybe some clouds and an occasional sprinkle across the highest terrain, but otherwise no precipitation through the evening hours. We'll continue our drying trend into the night tonight. It'll become mostly clear, and temperatures will drop back into the lower 40s on average. This will set us up for a mostly sunny day on Thursday with high pressure in control again. Temperatures will be a bit cooler for afternoon highs despite the sunshine and mainly reach the lower to middle 60s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to another system, a more potent one, heading out of the Rockies and into the Midwest. The system will ride through the Great Lakes on Thursday night and into the Northeast on Friday. Clouds will gradually increase, and there's a good chance of rain or at least showers across the area Friday afternoon and into Friday night. Gradually, skies will clear out late Friday night. There still could be some clouds around on Saturday morning, depending on how quickly the system departs. However, Saturday should wind up dry with increasing sunshine and a breeze. Temperatures, while starting in the mid-60s on Friday, will be back into the upper 50s for highs to begin the holiday weekend. The remainder of the holiday weekend will be dry with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday back into the lower 60s, and then temperatures will climb into the middle and upper 60s on Columbus Day, again with a mixture of sunshine and clouds. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of West Texas and New Mexico. An upper-level low will move southeastward from the desert southwest into northern Mexico today. To the east of the system, a corridor of low-level moisture will be in place from the Rio Grande Valley, extending northward into eastern New Mexico. This should result in pockets of moderate instability by midday in West Texas and eastern New Mexico, with scattered thunderstorm development taking place during the afternoon. A complex of storms appears likely to move eastward across the southern high plains during the late afternoon and early evening hours. This environment should support a marginal hail threat with rotating cells that remain discrete. A potential for strong wind gusts will also be possible with cells that develop in areas that destabilize the most. Meanwhile, the historic rainfall that has produced catastrophic flooding across the Carolinas has ended, but moderate to major river flooding is forecast to continue through the remainder of the week. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Joaquin, which continues to decay in the North Atlantic. Joaquin is moving quickly toward the north-northeast, and an increase in forward speed is expected today. Slow weakening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Joaquin is expected to become an extratropical cyclone today or tonight. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Laredo and McAllen, both in Texas, to a low of 25 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 71 degrees, the low 48. The average temperature 60, that's 7 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still zero for the month, that's 72 hundredths of an inch below average, and 30.03 inches for the year, which is 14 hundredths of an inch below average. There were 5 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 70, and 114 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees, the low 43, the record high 89 set in 1963, and the record low 27 in 1986. Sunrise this morning, 6:59 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:27 p.m., 11 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the middle 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the middle to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the middle to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the middle to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit cooler in the lower 60s. Friday cloudy with a good chance of rain or showers in the mid-60s. Morning clouds giving way to increasing sun on Saturday, breezy and cooler in the upper 50s. Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s, middle to upper 60s on Columbus Day for Monday, under a mix of sun and clouds. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.